Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we talk about workforce development, and we talk to the president
of Strayer University, Dr. Tony Farmer Thompson. She is talking about the fact that half of U.S. workers are worried about gaining the skills needed to advance their career, and something very special, a unique word, upskilling. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dr. Tony Farmer Thompson.
Thank you, Mark. I'm so excited to be with you.
This is an interesting term that I'd not heard before, upskilling. Where did this idea, this concept of using this word come from?
Well, I think just through the years, and it's pretty simple. It just means educational programming that's designed to specifically expand an employee's capabilities and their competencies, ultimately to bridge or minimize any of the skill gaps. And with upskilling, what happens, Mark, is the employee is able to also advance in their career as well as within an industry. And that can effectively help them with their personal economic mobility. But the challenge can be with the technology acceleration and workplace practices evolving, it sometimes becomes challenging for employees to continuously upskill to meet the workforce demands.
And Dr. Farmer Thompson, let's look at your career and your path up to being president of Strayer University. What was it that upskilled you through the process, say, through high school, college, and then ultimately into your work career?
Oh, my goodness, Mark. It's a great question. So I am a believer in upskill. My husband says I have a million degrees, but really what I've done is, yes, I did take the path of being in corporate America for a while, for probably about 16 years. And then I found my way to higher education, and I've been there for the last 16 years. Since being in higher education, I did finish my doctorate degree and did an MBA, and it's been important that I do some work around artificial intelligence. So I did that, as well as women in executive leadership certificates. So I am a proponent of upskilling, and it has made all of the difference, as it really does help you to understand different perspectives and build up your capabilities in very targeted areas, i.e. higher education.
One of the challenges that is faced by those who may want to upskill is maybe their perspective on when they're able to do it. When I say that, I'm talking about when we're in high school and moving into college, we have a window where this is where our learning, we're increasing in our knowledge, we're headed in a direction that maybe we've decided a career path. And then we have families, we start our jobs, we start into the workforce, and maybe 20 years, 25 years later, we wonder if that window is still open, if there are still opportunities for us, because we're not in that window of, hey, go get this, Mark. You're at this age where it's time to select your career and move on to this path. And people are wondering, can I still upskill myself at a certain age?
Absolutely. Upskilling continues throughout. I mean, when I think about employees and their concerns, it is the world of work, and it is the fact that the world of work is constantly changing. And so it makes it challenging for workers to stay on top of the rapid advances in technology and the evolving skills while trying to thrive and advance in their career. And that's what you mentioned in terms of the results of the survey. You do have half of the U.S. workers who are worried about gaining these skills that are needed to advance their career, although 74% say they receive upskilling opportunities from their employers. And what I think is really important to know and to note about this disconnect is employers must begin to speak with employees about the upskilling that's needed. And the disconnect is employers are providing upskilling, but it's not the upskilling that the employees are saying they need. And there's a way to really focus on the employee and keeping them top of mind. So I think about, Mark, I think about tuition assistance. It's a great way to provide upskilling, and it provides optionality, flexibility, and autonomy for the employee. And the employee can decide where and how to learn as they are upskilling. But it is possible to upskill throughout your career.
And when we think about what the employees need, I'm sure Strayer University has done their due diligence, and when it comes to surveys and maybe some ideas of what employees actually say they need. What are those things?
Yes. In the survey, we did find that these U.S.-based employees, that they need more than anything technology skills to advance in their current job. And they said after that, we need hard skills and communication skills. And so again, what the challenge is that the employers are providing what they believe to be the right things with the in-house training. However, they don't always sufficiently address the needs that are identified by the employees. And that's where tuition assistance can be a great help to an organization and to an employee at the same time.
And how about an employee approaching their employer and looking for upskill opportunities? How does an employee go about that? I know there's different personalities that an employee is going to approach when it comes to an employer.
Yes, first and foremost, they must go talk to the employer. I encourage employees just to go and ask an initial question around what are the skills that the organization needs that maybe aren't readily available to the organization today? And then are there any indications of what the future skill needs might be for our company? And so the employee should take that information and conduct their own research and figure out what's the best way for me to get these skills that they've identified. Is it a class? Is it a certificate? A degree? How long will it take me? And what are the cost investments? Once you figure that out, Mark, you have a bit more confidence. And so when you go back to the employer, you can say, hey, this is what I've uncovered. How is it that you can help support me in developing these skills? And more than likely, employers will absolutely do that. And again, tuition assistance benefits are a way for employers to pay for some or all of a degree program. And once they get the answer from the employer on how they're going to support them, they should make a plan to continually go back to the employer and say, hey, I've checked off these skills, and now here's what I see that I'm able to contribute differently, better to the organization.
That's great. So speaking up is important. When we're an employee and we want to approach the employer, having that confidence to speak up, to know what your skills are, to know what your talents are, what you offer your company, to be able to approach that employer with that confidence and maybe a sense of urgency to get this done.
Absolutely. The employers are absolutely feeling the need. They're investing in upskilling. So what we found in this survey is if we can promote and facilitate communication between the employer and the employee, this skills gap can be bridged.
One of the things that I like to ask my guests, and we'll get into where people can go to learn more, but I want you to have an opportunity, Dr. Tony Farmer Thompson, to share about maybe some individuals who influenced you, who made a difference in your life, because it takes some people to make that impact for us to be on this journey, to give us that confidence and allow us to flourish as people.
Yes, I would say first and foremost, Mark, it would be my father, who was this incredible man at a very young age, and was a policeman and recruited to do training in the FBI in the 60s and 70s. So this incredible man who unfortunately lost his life at the age of 30. And so I was a very young child at the time, but he had the greatest impact on my life. And I would say I have some of the most amazing family members. The second would be Mrs. Parsons, who would sometimes come and take me to school. And then what's been really probably the most influential in helping me gain confidence and gain perspective has been my lovely husband. So it is important to have people around you who can see you when you don't see yourself, who can encourage you when you get tired. And I tell you, this has been a journey worth taking because of the people that have been in my life.
That's wonderful. My background is law enforcement as well, turned radio. And so I appreciate your father's service as a law enforcement officer.
Thank you.
Where can people go to learn more, Dr. Tony Farmer Thompson?
Yes, we want people to go to upskillingsurvey.com. There are a lot of great tips and information about how to go and speak with your employers. And it has some really good information, even for the employers themselves.
Dr. Tony Farmer Thompson, president of Strayer University, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show to share about upskilling.
Thank you for having me, Mark. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. William Logan, National Medical Director for Carelon Health, as we talk about palliative care. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has eight offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
To the city, works extra hard on
wishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's.
And we're back. As advertised, so I have on the line with me right now Dr. William Logan, who is National Medical Director for Carelon Health. As we talk about palliative care, the importance of advanced care planning, and then helping the caregivers. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dr. William Logan.
Mark, thanks for having me this morning.
Glad to have you as we talk about this important subject, and I know that there are listeners out there who have either gone through this process with their loved ones or they will in the future. And I want to prepare my listeners and make sure they're equipped to handle the situations that they're approached with. And let's talk about what palliative care is first for those who may be interested in knowing what that is.
Well, I appreciate it, Mark. But palliative care is a medical specialty that is specifically focused on the relief of suffering. And a lot of people, Mark, think of palliative care, they think of it in the same category with hospice. And hospice is palliative care, but it's palliative care that's specifically focused on the end of life. One of the things that I really try to get out there when I'm speaking is that palliative care is so much broader than end of life care. It's really applicable to any time that you are experiencing a serious illness. And as you well know, Mark, that people suffer from both the illness, the treatment of the illness, and sometimes from the confusing way that the healthcare system fits together. So palliative care can be a wraparound support for folks in the midst of that illness journey to really help relieve those areas of suffering all the way across the whole illness journey. And most of the folks who are cared for by our teams ultimately are cured of their illness and go off of our service. So it's really so much more than end-of-life care.
So when someone may be confused about the difference in hospice and palliative care, what is the major difference that a person would find between the two?
Well, the most important thing to understand is that hospice care really is truly end-of-life care. In order to be moved into hospice care, a patient and their families and their physicians and caregivers have to make that decision that based on their disease process, if it were to run its usual course, that person is at end of life or within the last 6 months of life. So hospice is really focused on that end of life care. Palliative care, however, palliative care is just relief of suffering. So palliative care can come alongside your primary caregiver and your primary specialist in any illness journey. Let's say you have an illness like severe chronic arthritis, or you have an illness that involves something, a stroke or another neurologic type injury that causes suffering. That palliative care provider, in addition to your primary specialist who's treating that specific illness, palliative care can move in there to help with the suffering that's caused by that illness and really support the patient and the caregiver.
When it comes to this particular subject, Dr. Logan, is there a personal experience that you've had yourself that causes you to have a passion for this issue?
Well, Mark, my passion for palliative care really began because my underlying medical specialty is geriatrics. I've been in practice for about 35 years, and in caring for older adults, I saw older adults suffering in many different circumstances as a result of the diseases that they were dealing with, as a result of the confusing healthcare system, and as a result of the lack of support sometimes that is you find out in the community when an older adult is walking along that illness journey with their loved ones and caregivers. And so as a geriatrician, I became deeply interested in relieving that suffering. And I became interested in that before there was actually a medical specialty for palliative care. I then became board certified in palliative care when that became available. And that allows me to add that extra support for my patients. And it was such a critical part. And I saw it improve the quality of life for individuals so amazingly in so many different circumstances, and really help them to have their best experience, even though they were experiencing serious illness. And that didn't just happen for my patients. It happened for the dear loved ones and caregivers who were alongside those patients at the same time.
Dr. Logan, you alluded to the maybe confusing medical system. What are some tips right now, maybe someone who's listening that's in the healthcare industry that maybe can help with some of that confusion?
Well, I would advise anyone, the most important part of your healthcare is having a wonderful relationship with a trusted primary care provider, someone who really gets to know you as a person. And if you have that person in your life, that person can really become, ideally, the captain of your healthcare journey. So someone who can really listen to you carefully, really know you well, and can advise you as you age and as you move along through that healthcare journey. So that primary care person sort of sits at the helm of healthcare. If you are in that situation and you are aging and you don't feel like you have that person, then one of the great sources for relief of that confusion can be a palliative care provider coming alongside you and your family, or a geriatric care provider who can help to really navigate all the complexity in the healthcare system and help you know where you can get your best benefit in each circumstance, because your goals change and things that are important become less important, and things that were less important before rise in importance as you get older. So it's really important that your support for your health evolves along with you as you age.
Dr. Logan, for just a couple of minutes, let's talk about what advanced care planning is.
Advanced care planning, Mark, is something I really deeply recommend for all of my patients. And I recommend that they do it when they're well. Advanced care planning is just a deep conversation between you and your trusted health care advisor. So that can be your primary care physician, your primary specialist, or a palliative care provider. And what it does is allow the patient to take charge of their health care journey by really documenting, so stating specifically what they would and wouldn't want as a part of the healthcare journey, and really putting that on paper so that both the healthcare system and their providers are directed by those advanced care plans, and their family and caregivers, that stress is relieved because the patient has put on paper their specific wishes. And then the family and caregivers are not stuck in those situations, not knowing what you would and wouldn't want. So even if you as a patient lose your voice at some point, advanced care planning puts down those wants and not wants for your healthcare journey so that your whole care team knows how to help you move through that journey, even if you lose your voice.
At this time, Dr. Logan, I would like to direct listeners who want to find out more about palliative care, where can they go?
They can go to our website, which is carolinehealth.com/palliative care. And I would also tell them that in the state of Alabama, they can go to the state legislative website, and there are specific directives there in Alabama that are particular to Alabama for advanced care planning. So if they just go to the Alabama state website, they will be able to find advanced care planning documentation there that they can use.
Dr. William Logan, National Medical Director with Carelon Health, I really appreciate your joining me here on the Mark White Show today to talk about palliative care and also support for these caregivers who have a great responsibility taking care of their loved ones.
Mark, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Have a great rest of the day.
And you too, sir.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram. And also go ahead and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.